entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes, welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Home of such shows as Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, I Apologize, and this horse shit collecting in a bag attached to the ass end of a horse just pulling you through the internet. With me as always, your friend and mine, Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great.
We have a caller right away.
Oh my god.
Right away. 316-768-4472 is the number to call on the DJ News.
I'm doing so much better now.
Who's this?
Wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I wanna talk about number one. Oh my me, man, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see.
Yeah, it's going to be that kind of a show right off the goddamn bat. I didn't get to greet anybody, but no, we're going to talk about me, going to talk about you. For those of you who have heard episode 405, it was just posted. I know I was had a bit of a backlog, Steve, but you helped me get through it. Wrote some nice summaries on DJNewStyleShow.com and also on HearUsTalk.com. We got those two episodes posted, but 405 specifically was just showcased to one of the worst trolling attempts I think we've ever encountered. Not worst as far as like, oh, we better hang it up, we're not going to survive.
I'll go with pitiful. Pitiful is a better word.
I can't imagine it was entertaining to people who like interruptions. Like, I like, let me just cement this in your heads. I love misfortune. I like fucking with people. I love when people get hot under the fucking collar because some asshole is getting under their fucking skin. I love that. And if I were to listen to what happened on that episode, the attempt that this person made, if it was a YouTube video, I would have thumbed it the fuck down and been like, this guy just doesn't have it. And we noticed that. We recognized that right away on that episode. And well into the wee hours of the morning, after we stopped recording, we coached this fucking guy on how to, like, take what he wants to do. He wants to play a Toby Keith song, and he wants to play some, you know, clips from some other show or something else. And that's his kind of bit. But we had to coach him into being able to fucking do it.
Yeah, and one of the things I did mention that I guess he missed was be on the ball. Be quick.
Yeah. I'm going to take that call as a nod to his appreciation of our time and attention.
Yeah.
That's all I can accept it as. Because I'm sure he's not going to stick around for our strong steel-bound opinions on the fucking Grammys, right?
Yeah.
which happened, Steve. They certainly went down. They loved, they laughed, they awarded each other. They fucking jerked each other off and said how great they are. The music industry just fucking ejaculated over itself.
Yeah, pretty much. It's musical masturbation.
Yeah, they've run out of ideas, so now they're going to just bring old people with semi-relevant younger stars.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been the theme for the last few years, right?
Yep.
Poor goddamn Chris Christopherson. He can't even remember a fucking song. I mean, he has a legitimate disorder.
Does he?
Yeah, like he.
Oh, I didn't know he was sick. See, I was wondering about him because he sounded bad.
He has a condition. Like, he doesn't. He was off time, but I think it's because he doesn't remember shit. Like, he can't He has no short-term, no long-term memory. He has zero fucking memory.
He has no zero-term memory.
No muscle memory either. He's just in a puddle on the fucking floor.
I was watching, and him and Willie Nelson, they started off together, and I'm like, yeah, neither of these guys are playing guitar. Yeah. I mean, they just got their hand, they got their hands on it, but they're not, like, switching fingers or strumming.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's true. Holy shit, yeah, it was like when the Brady Bunch decided to play a fucking instrument.
Yeah.
Just completely not in time with the actual music.
They're basically just sitting at the instrument and music is playing somewhere.
Poor Willie Nelson, too. He looks like a fucking...
It looks like his nose is going to fall off. His nose is purple as hell.
He looks like a bad 3D printing of Willie Nelson at this point. Yeah. Like someone bought a huge MakerBot and just filled it with resin and fucking... And weed and fucking dirty horsehair.
And there would still be more weed per ounce in Willie Nelson than in that.
And they just 3D printed a Willie Nelson mannequin and just fucking take him out on tour and put him in front of a fucking stereo speaker. It would probably sell out small venues. If you had a mannequin that looked like the Tupac hologram, people wanted to see that. If you took it down a few levels lower... As far as the old tech tree goes, it just put up a mannequin with a speaker behind it. You think people would fucking go and see that?
You gotta get like those bears that they used to have at Chuck E. Cheese that would perform.
Oh, and you know,
like Willie Nelson's like latex
country bears or something.
The country bear jamboree.
Oh god, yeah, I saw a video years ago. I think it was like maybe 6 years ago. Some guy bought like
a hip hop thing to it.
He bought them from a Chuck E. Cheese that shut down, and he programmed it to like. To go with I Like the Way You Move, Outkast and Kanye West songs. It was pretty fucking awesome.
They were like pretty well synced.
Yeah, they were playing like a wash tub and a fucking like a cheese grater. I don't know what the fuck they're playing, but it was going perfectly with the 808 soundtrack. It was nice, very very good. But the Grammys are just fucking done. I mean, it's been reduced to the most memorable thing about it is that people wore stupid fucking hats. Pharrell dressed like a goddamn park ranger or a Mountie or Smokey the Bear. Look at any fucking tweet that had Grammys in it and you'll fucking read about a hat. You won't read about any performances. It's just fucking Madonna's stupid hat, Pharrell's stupid hat, and that's all. That's all anybody gives a shit about.
Oh, and Daft Punk wore stormtroopers, apparently.
I didn't see that.
That was everywhere.
I would have lost a friend on Facebook.
I would have lost 15 cared that much.
Yeah. No, things drive me into a fucking rage, and I have to just eliminate the source sometimes. I need to just cut people out. Man, it's just fucking... The stormtroopers. Oh, they're stormtroopers. Why? Because they're wearing white plastic?
Yep.
It's gotten to the point where, the events that a lot of people watch, I mean, it's been at this point, but people, live tweet things that are widely viewed. But now it's the focus is no longer on the event or what happens. It's how am I going to get that tweet that makes it through? How am I going to get that one tweet nobody ever thought of?
See, I'm glad I don't use Twitter because I think I would fall into that mentality and turn into an awful person, a more awful person.
I posted something. There's a guy who is an app developer. He used to work at Tumblr. His name is Marco Arment. And and for some reason, I also follow his wife because they're two creative people. And on Twitter, they share some amusing quotes and things. I'm just generally interested in what they have to say.
Right.
He happens to do a podcast as well, and I guess they did a promotional picture where they posed in like the three hosts posed in front of their cars, and like two of them have BMWs, and one of them has like a fucking like a Toyota Corolla
or something. Nice.
I don't know, but there were three guys and three cars. So I responded, I'm like, oh yeah, this version of the picture was much better than the previous one. And I linked to the Icy Hot Stunners. Do you remember them? Do you remember these fucking guys?
Oh, it sounds really familiar, but...
The Icy Hot Stunners. They were these three guys that dressed in, like, urban clothing and stood in front of, like, a Chevy Blazer. Fucking, like, an Impala. Like, these fucking really easily accessible vehicles. and they just did gang signs, and they put lens flares on it. They gave themselves names like Da Flame, Blaze, and Freeze. That's actually the name. Icy Hot Stunners.
So was that like a band, or they were just like a group of people?
It was I love to think it was just a genius spoof, but I think it might have just been, you know, an attempt at, like, you know, making a website for an unknown band, I guess, of like kids in high school that formed a band and they decided to, you know, go for it. I don't know. It was like all in Comic Sans. It was terrible.
Nice.
But it was a GeoCities page, and that was like I think that was one of the first memes that I ever encountered. The Icy Hot Stunners. I need you to Google that and look it up. So anyway, it's basically three guys in front of three cars, and I linked that image. And the reply I got back was that someone else, like some other guy, his name on Twitter, did it. And I'm like, okay. I don't fucking follow that other guy, so should I follow everybody? Check every reply? I guess that's how it has to be. You can't, if you say something on Twitter, you can be held accountable that you're not the original person to say it. And that was a okay. Big fucking thing. So the person I replied to didn't, you know, could have just not replied, but made a point of saying so and so did it first. And I'm like, oh, all right. Well, I guess I have to follow that person. And I did for a little while until he became one of the people who decided to remind everybody that the Super Bowl is not in fucking New York, which is just a thing that it's causing me to lose my patience with fucking Facebook, Twitter, and all this shit. Like, New Jersey people love fucking New Jersey. People in New Jersey. Yeah. Are the only people that love New Jersey, and goddamn it, if they relish any opportunity that they have to let you know that the Super Bowl's in freaking New Jersey. I've seen that picture fucking shared by more than five friends that I have.
Oh, there's a picture now.
It's like an exit sign. It's like, go here for the stadium, go here for Times Square, like a fucking left or a right. You know, highway sign.
Christ.
And it's in freaking New Jersey. Like, no one gives a fuck where it is. Like, if it was ever going to be at the Patriots home stadium, no one would ever say, it's not in New England, it's in Foxborough. Like, fuck you. No one gives a shit. We know it's the home stadium.
No, it's in seven different states at the same time.
Yeah, every quarter is in a different fucking state. It's just absolutely fucking annoying. I hate people from New Jersey, and I'm one of them. I have no allegiance to this fucking state. I have no reverence for the fact that I was born here. I just don't give a fuck enough to point out to people that something... Oh, these are Jersey tomatoes. Hey, you like that corn? That's Jersey corn. Fuck you, it's corn. It happens to be good. I just fucking hate it.
Well, what I do defend New Jersey against is the generalizations. When people are like, oh, New Jersey's a fucking shitty place. It's not shitty. Yeah. I mean, there are places that are shitty, just like every single goddamn state has. Otherwise, the entire state is shitty, Dakota.
That's an argument you can defend. That's an argument that is okay to have a conversation about. But when it's somebody who lives somewhere, you know, forcing you to hear why they think it's good...
Yeah,
when
nobody's
saying that they don't like New Jersey. I mean, don't get me wrong. Nobody likes New Jersey, but nobody's outwardly saying it because the Super Bowl happens to be in our state and is labeled for a New York team. I fucking hate. He's like, ooh, it's ours. It's ours. The Statue of Liberty it's New Jersey. Shut the fuck up. Well,
that's true, it is.
But who gives a fuck? Who cares?
See, some people just don't know. Like, people
you don't
say
own that, it. You're not getting rent. You don't.
No, you wouldn't
fucking...
correct some. I'm talking about correcting people, because when people say, "Oh yeah, you know, the Statue of Liberty is in New York," you know, Ellis Island, I'd correct someone.
I couldn't give a shit less. I know it. I know it's part of New Jersey. I don't give a fuck. So, like, let them think that. I don't give a shit. Every New York movie you see the fucking Statue of Liberty. Because it's so fucking close. Like, if they didn't draw a border up, it would be the same fucking place. It would.
Well, the scenes are always shot from New Jersey.
Yeah, because that's true. They need to see the thing that they
care about. They got to get the Statue of Liberty and the skyline in.
Yes, that's right. But back to the Grammys really quick, Steve.
Yeah.
Did notice something that there were a couple of tributes. There was the usual year in review, in memoriam montage. And it's funny who gets more time on there.
And well, then, like, didn't a comedian... Wait, wasn't there a comedian that was on the longest of anybody?
Jonathan Winters.
Jonathan Winters, yeah. And I'm like, why is he even... What does he have to do with music?
Well, don't they have Grammys for comedy albums?
Oh, I don't know, maybe.
I think they do.
Oh, okay. Well, then that would make sense.
Yeah. And he probably won a few. I mean, the guy's had a great career. But
I love when it's like...
I don't know, like Bobby Blue Bland, and they start playing one of his fucking songs, and then they just whisk by 70 names.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh shit, I wonder if there's any fucking, like, do they know the names that just, there's nobody looking for it? If you have somebody that is, that's in the business and dies, do you wait for their name to be displayed on a fucking TV show? Do you give a shit? Like, oh, he got a,
it's morbid.
Hey, he got a good spot. He was right between Jonathan Winters and Bobby Blue Bland. It's a good spot you want to be in. You don't want to be after Lou Reed. You want to be before, you know, Philip Everly or whatever the fuck. But the Everly brother was the only one that got like a real tribute. Like when Joe Strummer died, I think this was Scott Hudson on Twitter.
It was Billy Joe and that other girl, right?
Like, Scott Hudson on Twitter made a good point. He said that when Joe Strummer died, they had like fucking Elvis Costello, Bruce Springsteen, like a really great star-studded cover of London Calling. Lou Reed dies, they have fucking Jared Leto just like say two lines out of his fucking song with his stupid creepy hair and his dumb eyes, leading into a performance
Metallica.
By Metallica, which I guess if you told anybody, in the 80s, they're like, yo, you know, Metallica, after Lou Reed dies in the future, Metallica's going to wear Lou Reed
t-shirts. Let's say it's 1992. Let's go with 92.
They're gonna don Lou Reed t-shirts and play a song that, I don't know, when did One come out? Like, would they even understand?
Around then, 92.
Yeah, they're gonna play this song. It's going to be, there's going to be an amazing Chinese pianist named fucking Ping Pong or something. I don't know what his name is. I mean, that's very disrespectful. I truly don't know what his fucking name is.
I think you're close.
Oh, fuck. You're going to make me look this up. It was something like, it was two words and they both had like the...
Ling Long?
Chinese...
Li Long?
Pianist.
It's with an L.
Okay, all you had to type was Chinese pianist, and we get Rachmaninoff, Lang Lang.
Wang Lang.
You sure it's Lang Lang and not Wang?
I don't know. No, it was two. It was LL.
Cool J?
Yeah, LL.
I can't look at that guy when he talks. He hosted the Grammys, and every fucking time they went to him with his fucking...
I'm going to rape you face.
His 1960s Batman Joker suit. Fucking stupid fuzzy purple jacket. Just licking his lips. I get it. That's the whole fucking thing.
He licked his lips.
Yeah. That's my girl Taylor Swift, yo. She's going to teach everybody to not be bad to women's. Watch me on that show nobody watches. I don't know. I can't stand to look at him. I mean, he may have been relevant at some point. I mean, he had to point out that he was relevant in music by repeating. Like, this is the other thing that bothers me.
Oh, Def Jam. The whole Def Jam shout out.
Yeah, part of the speeches, when it's about something or somebody, they have to work a line from a hit song into the fucking speech.
Oh.
So, like, you know, and I got Def Jam in my heart. Like, when I had to come back and tell them that mama's gonna knock you out. Shut the fuck up, you lip-smacking motherfucker. I'm so sick of looking at this dude. Fuck.
To LL Cool J's credit, he didn't write a song that was called I Know You Saw My Blinker, Bitch. which I think is one of
okay,
his
it's
best
fucking
songs.
Awesome. It's pretty awesome.
That was like on a B-side of it was like a single B-side single. Some tape I had of LL Cool J.
I
just
was
thought,
turning, and I was trying to get bread.
I swear to God, that's what how it is. It's like
I need love, but about road rage.
Yeah, it was the I need love of road rage.
Jesus Christ, I kind of want to hear it.
That song.
I know you saw
my blinker, bitch.
My blinker, bitch. No, that was. See, we're having the Bobby McFerrin, Bob Marley mix up. I'm getting DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince marked as the artist for this.
Oh, that is them. That's right. Nope.
So I want you to retract your respect for LL Cool J then.
Well, he did have one called Backseat of My Jeep. which could be closely tied to I Know You Saw My Blinker, Bitch.
So you would have classified yourself as a Metallica fan in the 90s, right? You would have.
Yeah,
huge, definitely. Right? Big into them. You
I still like all their albums from then. It's not like I don't like those anymore.
Why is it that, and I don't know if you're one of them, why is it that Metallica fans can't fucking admit that Metallica just sucks dick now? Why can't they admit it?
Because they can't
say it's Metallica! They just get so fucking amped up over Metallica. They
dude,
can't
it's like
see the fact.
It's the same concept, man. They just can't.
I can't
admit they're living in a fucking alternate reality.
You know what? It might be as bad as that at this point. I mean, Juggalos have accepted shit, and I think Insane Clown Posse has been like they've leveled out their level of just pure shittiness right at the bottom floor. There's never been a peak where they were like not shitty. It's always
not like they're disappointing anybody.
It was always, you know, what you see is what you get. It's a bunch of fucking losers wearing clown makeup, singing stupid fucking songs and drinking Faygo and, you know, wearing stupid goddamn clothes with like an inordinate amount of buckles and zippers, fucking upside down parachutes with a big snake you're sticking at. I don't know. It's all fucking retarded. But they know what they're getting.
Right. They're not disappointing.
That's right. So Metallica fans are a lot like Jets fans in a way.
Yeah, they remember the days of Joe Namath and contending.
And they don't remember the fucking Kenny O'Brien days.
Yeah. And they're trying quickly to forget the Mark Sanchez days.
Yeah, like Metallica fans don't want to talk about Reload. Or that one with the old bag in the background. Is that bad? Whoa, is that bad?
Oh my God.
Oof. Fucking kill me.
Almost had that out of my mind.
No, now it's back.
Now it's back.
Let him, babe.
Terrible.
You know, babe. This is fucking stupid.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, this is Davey.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me nothing, jump us out.
Yeah. And they just... Could they look any less fucking cool? Like, the only one who kind of kept, like, the look...
Lars kind of stayed with it.
No, Lars, at this point, has a fucking... Hulk Hogan on his weekend off fucking Royal Rumble haircut.
he hasn't
completely
dyed it.
Completely bald with a fucking scraggly mullet. Probably has a goddamn popcorn kernel in it. He looks absolutely fucking terrible. Like, the guitarist, I don't know his name. The greasy one. The guy that's bronze.
Yeah, but that's the new guy that replaced the dude that died.
He can't be new if he's been in there since 86.
The other one, the bassist that died. Didn't one of the guys die recently?
Okay, hold on. Metallica guitarist. Oh, yeah, but was that Jason Newsted? But he was out of the band.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. I'm talking about Kirk Hammett. Kirk Hammett. Actually, wasn't there a guy in Major Mud named Hammett? Do you remember that kid?
Yeah, and it was based off of Kirk Hammett.
Oh, God.
But he spelled Hammett wrong.
Did he? I don't think he did.
Yeah, no, he spelled it with one M.
Oh, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean,
he stuck with the I'm a greasy dude. I have, a pre-pube Mexican mustache. I play guitar. He has, like, the Metallica vibe still going on. Fucking
It's Hetfield that's the problem.
Yeah, Hetfield just looks like a retiree at this point.
Yeah, he doesn't sing well anymore. I mean, there's a difference.
It's
you know,
bad.
There's an obvious difference between, I was going to say them now, but I saw them in 99 and they were freaking terrible then. They're not good live. I think people understand that are like, you know, somewhat trying to be unbiased about Metallica. If they see them live, they'll say Metallica is just not good live.
Yeah.
There's bands like that. There's bands that are great live and their albums suck. Metallica is just one that they make good albums and they suck live.
Just fucking bad. I don't know. And I watched it and I'm like, holy, this is so fucking off key, disjointed. Like the guitarist, bassist, even Lars, the drummer, they're all on, it's basically just Hetfield. Hetfield is just not fucking doing it, but he's the face of the fucking band.
That's really the problem.
And then they fucking juxtapose Metallica with Lang Lang, the Chinese pianist, like the Chinese fucking Liberace. The guy is,
yeah, dude is good.
The guy's got hands. Okay, the guy can play the piano.
He played another song later, and it was really good.
And he was really good. It just didn't fucking go with what Metallica does.
But that's the gimmicky shit that they've been doing with all these friggin'. But even if you took the piano out, like people were complaining that the piano made it shitty. I'm like, no,
fucking
the Hetfield made it shitty.
Yeah, ignore the piano for a little bit. I mean, and to be honest, the intro with the piano was probably the best part of the whole fucking thing.
That's what I liked. And all the people that were quote Metallica fans said, well, it got good after the beginning.
Yeah, I guess. Why? When it sounded like junior high for you, you fucking selfish bastard.
Right.
With your non-changing tastes and your fucking black jeans. I don't think there isn't a Metallica fan alive that has just a pair of regular fucking jeans. They all have fucking black jeans.
Well, I don't have a pair of regular jeans, and I do have one pair of black cargo jeans. Oh, that's my only pair of jean material pants that I own.
Cargo jeans?
Carpenter jeans.
Is that that's even worse? The one with the hammer loop?
Yep, got the hammer loop.
What do you go put finishing nails in people's cabinets when you go visit them? What the fuck you wearing carpenter pants for?
I don't know. I bought that shit a long time ago.
Yeah, it's true. That was, yeah, yeah.
Remember, I haven't bought clothes really in like 12 years.
Jesus Christ. like they just thawed you out.
Yeah, well, dude, I do my laundry and there's zero lint in the dryer, the lint thing all the time. I could do like 10 loads of laundry before I have to get a little bit out of there.
It's a fucking jean skeleton at this point. You've just washed all the life out of all those pants.
Pants, t-shirts.
Crack them like a fucking Ruffles potato chip. God damn it. Speaking of Major Mudd, I was looking at Facebook and I saw that Barb posted something about some guy losing his shit on Call of Duty.
Yeah. And fucking choking some kid.
Yeah, and apparently it's a thing where like people are now more and more aware of, you know, online gaming just inspires anger. Like it's come to the point where it's not just the angry people or the people inspiring the anger that know it. People that don't even play the game are aware that you know games like Call of Duty, things where it's like it's you and fucking strangers and you're going head to head or you're trying to team up and it's not working out well and you have the ability to communicate with them. When that is in play, there will always be fucking people threatening to beat the shit out of somebody, to hunt somebody down, fucking kill somebody, break their fucking legs. You never say it to me in fucking real life, you fucking faggot.
I'm surprised you haven't brought that on yourself yet.
Oh, well, come on. Steve, you think it hasn't happened? I mean, we talked about
how... I'll fucking kill you.
We talked about how I was in a griefer in Grand Theft Auto 5.
Miss?
At this point, I'm a fucking pariah. People... I've made a negative name for myself that I have people that have added me as friends. You know, like, they would invite me to go in their car and shit, and we would go around and just kill other people. But they've turned on me. They see me enter a game and they fucking run me over. As soon as I walk
into the mafia game, or something.
You would think I'm a goddamn 10-point buck in West Virginia. Like they see me, they stop what the fuck they're doing and they come and kill me. That's how it is in Grand Theft Auto 5 now. Now if you think I haven't had fucking 13-year-old kids tell me that they want to fucking gut me like a fish, then you're out of your fucking mind.
Well, yeah, 13-year-old kids, but in the story Barb was talking about, it was like a 46-year-old guy that went and choked a 13-year-old kid.
True. True. But that's what you get. I'm telling you, you can be driven to fucking rage by these fucking people in this game. I am one of the people that drives them to rage. I never fucking threaten anybody, but I'm the guy that gets threatened because I fuck people's good time up.
Well, yeah, it's usually not the people that are getting fucking griefed that are going to issue the threats.
How did he find him? I didn't read the story. Did they say how he found him?
No, I think I did read this story, and they just said
the 13-year-old pulled that brave move where it's like, you tell me where.
Yeah, here's my address.
Here's
man.
My address. Do something about it. That used to be the thing when there was when there was no Google Maps or MapQuest to just get fucking GPS coordinates to the address. You just put 108 Easton Ave. Do your best, faggot.
You know what? If that kid actually did do that, he deserves to get choked.
Yeah.
Being stupid.
You're living in a different time, kid. You can't do that anymore. People are not gonna just venture out and fucking get Hagstrom maps to figure out how to kick your ass. But now they don't have to. They can just punch it into their fucking phone with their furious fucking hand, almost breaking the glass, and have a beautiful simulated female voice give them turn-by-turn fucking directions to your house. So they can assault you. You think I'm not going to do it? You think I won't fucking do it? Fuck you! Screaming in a living room that he pays for. The reason he goes to work in the morning is to pay for the living room he's fucking screaming in. I love it. But it's not a new thing, Steve. I mean, this shit has gone on, since, multiplayer gaming happened.
Since people played games together.
Yeah. I mean, we experienced it in Major MUD, as I mentioned.
Oh, I've been the griefer.
Major MUD, the text-based game. Like, it was... Okay, so picture a massively multiplayer... online RPG, MMORPG. Picture that, except without the massively. It's just multiplayer.
No, it's still massive. Well,
they say massively, and it's fucking World of Warcraft, and there's 12 million people.
The way I see multiplayer is that you can play like Nintendo with two people. Massively would be over the internet with like more than four.
Okay, that's, but in our situation, there was like there was like 40 people on. Okay. So it was more like a chat room that you could play a game in.
Yeah.
You pick your name, like when you go in a chat room, you pick a username, and it just happens that this username has a bunch of attributes to it. It has strength, it has intelligence, wisdom, like all these stats, and there's different monsters. You kill them.
But there's no graphics to it. It's all just text.
There's no graphics, it's all text. So it's just streaming through your shitty computer monitor and you're staring at it. And you're typing these backstab kobold thief backstab bodyguard
get like gold get silver get copper
get gold get silver. Oh, so and so dropped to the ground, aid Steve,
and right, aid,
and then he'll heal. Well, one of the things that I would do is if I would pretend to go and they would call it EXPing. You go and kill monsters and get experience points. You would go.
They would call it grinding now.
That's what they call it now, but it was EXPing then. I would go and bring someone with me. I'd say, hey, let's go to the woods or something. I don't even remember much. I don't remember the specific places in the game, but I remember there would be a place you'd go, maybe like the slums or something. I don't know. And you'd take this person with you, and they were not as high up as you. But they had something that you wanted, whether it's money, some kind of item, whatever. You take them with you, like, oh, we'll get you up. We'll level you up. You bring them into a place where they're not going to live. They drop to the ground, which means they run out of hit points. You have a certain number of hit points before it gets to zero. You drop to the ground. It gets to negative 20, I think, and you're dead.
Yep.
And when you die, all of your shit
just falls on the floor.
Falls on the floor. And it says, in this room, fucking boots, gauntlets, sword, money, all the shit. Not like in Diablo where there's like a body in the fetal position and you can't take anything out of it. It's just like the body is gone and all the items are on the fucking floor for the fucking taking. It's a beautiful goddamn thing.
Yeah, picture you hitting someone and killing them in a game, and they explode into all the items that they're wearing.
Exactly. Hello? Okay, fantastic. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Steve LaLarper. Who's this? Okay, I think this is the... it's the kid who's crying about the Royal Rumble. Well, so there goes that. So anyway, you kill the person and the shit drops to the ground. So, but if you kill somebody, you become evil. And then bodyguards will attack you. And then it's okay. There's no repercussions for other people to attack you. So you don't want to just outright attack somebody unless you're willing to deal with that. What I had done was, Steve, is I would... buddy up with this person. Take them to a place.
Oh, just let them die.
They couldn't handle. They would invariably drop to the ground, and they would start typing in the, like, typing, aid me! Aid me! Aid me! And I would be like, A-D-I, Fat Tony. A-I, space, D, Fat Tony. A-I, enter. He's like, no, aid! And all of a sudden, he says, Fat Tony is dead. And all this shit is on the fucking floor, and you just take it, and then you just log off. And that's it. You have all this shit, and you just log off. And then when it's a time where you go back into the system, you see, oh, is Fat Tony on? He is. Oh, he's in Major Mud. Okay, I'll try it again later. You go on, you log on to the system again. Who's online? Fat Tony's not online. Go in the game, run to a safe spot, and sell all his shit, and you get money for that. So.
Yep.
Doing that was fun for me. I didn't get very fucking far in this game because I enjoyed fucking with people way too goddamn much. I never had a character that was particularly high level. I just got to the point where I was able to attack somebody, and that's all I would do. I would find new ways to fuck with people. And so Fat Tony happened to live in a city called Jersey City, with a bunch of other people that lived in Jersey City, and they decided that anybody who wasn't from Jersey City was a punk, a bitch, and they were going to get their ass kicked at events.
Yep.
And what happened was, this place, this game that we would play, it was all local to, like, you know, North Jersey.
Yeah.
There were the occasional person from another place who found their way to Telnet Inn. But that was so fucking rare.
It was basically a 200-mile radius.
Yeah. Most people were in the fucking North Jersey area. So it made it such that everybody would just meet at a certain place, usually Fuddruckers.
Every week.
Every week.
Same time,
same fucking place. And, you know, they would bullshit. They would tell jokes. It was kind of fun, to be honest. However.
Yeah, definitely.
As they say, Steve, shit got real.
Shit got real.
The 201 kids decided that they didn't want to. They wanted to start, threatening people. They wanted to fight people at events. I remember they fucking called Jimmy Rhodes' house, and I think one of them was a Hispanic man who kept saying.
I think more than one of them were Hispanic.
I don't know. They all kind of looked a little bit like they were. I couldn't tell, but one of them was Hispanic and said. I want to fight you at a Vang.
A Vang. A Vang.
I want to fight you at a Vang, Shocker. That was fucking Jimmy's name was Shocker.
Yeah.
Yo, and it was just so fucking great. Just pissing the people off, driving them to this fucking rage over a bullshit game was so fucking enjoyable to me. It happened that they brought like 30 people, like probably I think 20 of them didn't even know about the fucking game, and nothing happened at that point. Nothing happened at all, but there was a lot of tension, I remember. It was like a moment in the lunchroom kind of where, like, you know, these two guys want to fuck, they don't like each other, one of them wants to start a fight, but they're not kind of doing it. There's that kind of tension going on.
Yep.
And there was this one dude that nobody liked. I think he made up his name. said his name was Alec, and then all of a sudden he said his name was Guy. He was just a fucking weird, creepy dude who was like...
He was an Arab,
he was like Syrian or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it was some kind of Arab. It might have been Egyptian.
I don't think he had... I think he had three eyelids per eye.
Yeah.
I never saw his fucking eyes. It was weird. It was like Gilbert Gottfried eyes and Arab features.
The dactyl membrane, the third eyelid or whatever.
Something like that. He could probably swim underwater with his eyes as open as he could get them and just be unaffected. Yeah. So Steve, being the asshole that he is, decides, I'm going to fuck with the guy who nobody likes and knows it. Like, he knows nobody likes. He needs to make a name for himself. So Steve decides he's going to put a pickle slice.
I didn't need to make a name for myself. No.
He knows everybody hates him, and he feels he has to establish himself.
Yep.
So he was posturing. He's like, we're all like 16, 17 years old. We're just bullshit kids. And he's like, I've got a job at PNC Bank, and I'm blah, blah, blah. And he's like acting so fucking important. You know, he's a fucking loser. Anyway, Steve decides, being the asshole that he is, you put a pickle. Was it a sliced pickle? From the toppings bar?
One of those waffle cut pickle slices.
How did you do this? What was your approach? Did you sneak behind?
No, I think our table and their table were kind of going back and forth with throwing shit, like fries. First, like, it started with fries, you know, blah blah blah. And this kid Alec, by the way, he was like pretty much shaved head bald.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're just fucking around, and I never eat pickles, and I think I got a burger. And I took all the pickles off my burger because I can't eat pickles on a burger for some reason.
You're an asshole, that's why.
Yeah, I guess so.
Continue.
So there was this one there, and we were throwing shit back and forth, so I threw a pickle. And the pickle landed like square on like the top of his forehead. it hit him and stuck. You know, it didn't move.
How did he react to that? Was he happy that happened?
He was overjoyed at the irony of it landing perfectly in the middle of his head. No, he was fucking, he sat there for a good second before even touching it. He was just like so enraged.
Yeah.
Like he just, it just stopped. Like, you know, like when someone knocks like the needle off the record and you hear that sound.
Yeah.
That happened for like at least a second in his head. and so whatever, we're just like fucking around. Like, I think I went outside.
He's furious at this point. He is stewing.
You know what? I think I was going to leave. Yeah, and
he fucking followed you out.
Yeah, so the people I was sitting with, I was sitting with Shawnee Murphy.
Yeah.
And another good friend of mine, Jim B.
Yeah.
And he was maybe like five paces behind me, and they were maybe 10 behind him. So I'm going to my car, and he fucking pulls a knife on me. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? And I saw Shawnee Murphy and Jim coming right up behind him. So I just put my hands up, and he didn't do anything. And then Jimmy just chokeholded him. Like, he just put him in the chokehold and fucking grabbed his arm at the same time. Sean pretty much just got between us, but Jim B definitely had the takedown on that one. And I'm just like, what the fuck? So we called the cops.
I think some girl like spit in his face too or something.
Yeah, this kid was an asshole. I mean, he was just pure.
Nobody liked the guy. Nobody fucking liked him.
I mean, come on. You pull a knife on someone who throws a pickle at you and it lands on you. I mean,
I'm laughing at it now. I mean, to me, that's fucking hilarious.
I am too, but I could have been murdered that night. If Sean and Jimmy didn't follow him,
He had you hemmed up in the goddamn Fuddruckers parking lot.
I mean, I'm sure I would have put up a fight.
He threw a fucking pickle at his face. Embarrassed him.
Yeah, I definitely would have gotten probably stabbed maybe once or twice. I don't think I would have died.
I'm surprised none of the people that worked at Fuddruckers didn't want to stab us. I mean, didn't actually stab. I'm sure they did want to.
We were good customers.
We would do this thing where we would pick like overwhelmingly foreign names. And just like
For orders,
like irregular names for the orders, because Fuddruckers is a place where you had to, you give your name and then they call it and you go and get it. So they're like, "What's your name?" And if you know, I said Ken. Ken, your order is now ready.
Yeah, and this is before they had those beeper things.
Exactly. So they call you and you walk up and you get it. So I think another person on this fucking that was at the event started doing it. They said his name was he said his name was Guadalupe because they would say whatever name you said,
right?
And so now it started to become a thing where it's like, you know, who can come up with the most outrageous name that doesn't fit your appearance? Like
we're all, I was always Gerard. That was the name I used.
So I went with, you know, I would pick like Hector, you know, like.
I think we all had Spanish names.
Yeah,
for
we
some
all
reason.
Picked. I don't know why we all picked Spanish names. Maybe because that the one French dude that was actually looked like a Mexican, Frank. There, I don't know. Anyway, maybe we all wanted to be like him, just fake Mexicans. But anyway, so you know, the one guy, fucking, I think his name was actually Zabi, Z-A-B-I, fucking threatened me because I picked a Spanish name, and I realized like, okay, maybe I should fucking stop doing this. The next week, I didn't want to use my real name, so they're like, "What's your name?" I fucking pause, and I'm like,
"Bill
Samuel." I say fucking Samuel, and I go, "I'm like, okay," and they write it down. Fucking 20 minutes later, I hear the same dude. I hear Zabi, the guy who fucking threatened me, go, "Samuel, your order is now ready."
Samuel.
So I walk up, and the guy goes, "You fucking tell me Samuel?" I'm like, no, it's Samuel. So fuck you up. Like he fucking really was like really legitimately pissed. I guess he thought I was a racist, probably, and I was only a playful
racist,
playfully racist. I guess I don't know. It's definitely not like clean fun to pretend. I guess you're another race to another. I don't know.
No,
but like, it's not hurting anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a hurtful joke and there's a funny joke. And
Guadalupe, your order is now ready.
People need to make a distinction.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was kind of like, I don't want to piss this dude off, but I don't want to tell him my name. And for some reason, the first name came to me was Samuel, which he fucking pronounced as
Samuel.
Samuel, your order is now ready. Turn the fuck around. He actually said, yeah, that's right. Because I grabbed my shit and I went to go fill my soda up. He grabbed the mic and goes, "Turn the fuck around." Like, dude, I'm not Guadalupe. I'm not even Spanish. Fuck. Oh, man. What a great game. Fuck with people. Meet up with them. See them face to face. See them actually seething with rage in front of you.
Now, see, you griefed right now.
That's all I did. Yeah.
I did my good fare of griefing in mud because, I mean, that was the age, you know. And I do enjoy myself doing the exact same thing. I love setting people up for disaster.
The beauty of it, there was no restrictions. Like, now in games, there's like, oh, there's got to be a two-level difference and, you know, you can turn off whether or not you want to be in PvP. If you don't want to be involved with it, you can just turn it off. Blah, blah, blah. Fuck, it was a fucking war zone. If you were level one, who gives a fuck?
It was all out deathmatch all the time.
If they don't like you, they just fucking kill you.
No, but the
Jimmy Rhodes had goddamn fucking macros. Like, he would cast the spell of Entangle on Fat Tony. And we didn't like Fat Tony. Let's just fucking put it out there. Jimmy had ENTA Fat as a macro. And when we were just like in fucking chat, not even in the game, he would accidentally hit it. You would just see Enta Fat. In chat room, from Jimmy. Enta fat, backstab fat.
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
No, but I was gonna say I had two instances where I griefed because now you got to remember when we first started playing is people connected over phone lines.
It was all dial up. Yeah.
There was no cable. There was no DSL. This was all dial up. So many people don't even know what this word means, but you could see if people got line noise.
Oh, yeah.
Which means if they're using their home line to dial in, like someone picks up a different phone in the house, which would... It wouldn't always disconnect you.
But it would send a bunch of shit through. It would be like an at sign, a fucking integral symbol, hash, like just... And would just fire out.
Right. And one of the top guys in the game, now there were, like, for each class, there was like one weapon for each class. And there's only one that you could get.
And a class is like, you're a thief, a warrior, a fucking paladin. There was one paladin weapon, one thief weapon, and that was That was a coveted thing. If you were a thief, you wanted that fucking crystal short sword. You wanted that fucking whatever the fuck it was.
Black leather tunic. But anyway, so I'm walking around, like you said before, in the slums. And I saw somebody, and they were getting line noise. And it was one of like the top-ranked guys. And we were the same class. And he had the fucking class weapon. So I'm like, all right. But it's, you know, he's just kind of walking around. And I'm like, hey, what's up? Because I knew the guy. Like, yeah, what's up? And then it's like, as give at sign, and I see the line noise start coming out. I'm like, oh man, I can foresee, because if you hang up in combat, you die.
Oh yeah. So
I attacked him, and one round later, he disconnects and dies, and all the stuff's on the ground. And all I took was just the weapon, the class weapon.
Yeah.
And you know, they had.
Do you remember who it was?
Yeah, it was the spy from
the spy. Oh, was that the old bitch who had fucking throat cancer?
No.
Wasn't there an old bitch who had throat cancer? went to the events and used like a magnet doodle.
Yeah, that was actually her handle was Line Noise.
No, that was Court.
No, that was not Court.
Line Noise? It was Court. Yes. Wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Who the fuck was Line Noise?
It was this girl that adopted fucking, what are those huge dogs?
Marmaduke.
Great Danes. Great Danes. Yeah, she adopted Great Danes, and she had a huge fucking truck with a mattress, and she slept in the back of a truck. Dawn. Her name was
this
Dawn.
This fucking collection of people is the worst.
It's like the weirdest people you'll ever meet.
The worst of every type of person. And it was such a valuable experience meeting all these people, because you could like, if you just went to school and you didn't meet any weird motherfuckers, you had a very limited view on what,
you know,
could go wrong did certain things.
There was one really, really weird kid from my high school, and it turns out that he called into the same bulletin board.
Oh shit!
So I'm like, oh Christ! Now
What was his handle?
Spud.
Spud. Oh, I don't remember Spud. I do remember that there was a kid that there were only a couple of people that did, like, outside of, like, you know, Sobers and Jimmy that dialed. Is the
there were three of us in my town. It was
but there
me,
were
Spud
there were a couple that were from our high school. One of them was Sappy. Another one was Nussman.
Yep.
And then there were these other kids that were like, just they always wore black. They never talked to anybody. And they were fucking, to be honest, they were kind of frightening.
I don't know those kids. Sappy and Nussman. I went to ska shows for many ska shows with those guys.
Yeah. But, and Rob Mason, too. Fuck. Yeah, there were actually quite a few now that I think about those. It.
Yeah.
But those, it was really weird to actually see somebody you never would have spoken to. And have that fucking connection with them, and say, "Hey, we dial into this same greaseball Italian's fucking computer system. This guy Mark Frega united all of us. He had this system running in his fucking house, and we all dialed into it."
He was like one of the first people in New Jersey to own a T1 line going to their house.
Jesus, yeah, it was pretty impressive. So I mean, a lot of that shit would happen. The Call of Duty shit, it's very unfortunate, but it's not surprising. It happens.
Oh,
the
yeah.
minute you get people involved where, you know,
like I said, that
you're
wasn't
safe. You're not in physical you can't just smack the person when you're mad at them. You are going to be the biggest asshole you could possibly be. When I was first using this thing, I looked like I was fucking 11 years old. I was like 15, but I looked like I was a child. Like, I looked like I was a fucking fifth grader. I was so fucking young looking. And I loved fucking with people so much, and I never went to an event for several years. And this is before the age of having a picture, right? Like, having a picture of yourself online was just like almost unheard of. That's how fucking long ago this shit was. So nobody
we had a picture board on Jungle. They were called Jungifs, JUNGIFS.
Yeah, but like four people had them. Not a lot of people.
I had one.
I know you did.
I was 15.
I know you did. So here's the thing. I didn't have one. I had no picture of myself uploaded, and I was the biggest asshole ever. Like when you see somebody type, you build what you think this person looks like.
Yeah, it's like reading a book.
And then I saw this archive of pictures. I'm like, oh, let me see what everybody fucking looks like. I'm like, wow, that dude's a fucking complete tool. Oh, and that, there's another complete fucking loser too. Oh, here's somebody. Somebody uploaded their fucking prom picture. Who the fuck? What the fuck is this? A bunch of people. And I'm like, Steve. Oh, who the fuck is Pinion or Dead Soul or whatever? He's got glasses staring over a fucking bridge. Like, yeah, look at this fucking loser. I was the biggest asshole ever. And I think the first time I decided I'm going to go to an event, I said my username to you, actually, Steve. Because that would be the thing. Like, you would see a new Facebook, like, oh, what's your handle? What's your handle? Blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, oh, I'm Ad-Rock. And you fucking took like 20 steps back. And you go, you're fucking Ad-Rock? I looked like a fucking child, but I acted. I think the first meeting in
perfect detail.
I think people fucking thought I was like a problem or something. Like the I don't know. I don't know that I could.
Because the same thing happened with me and Shawnee
Murphy.
I don't think I had the
capability of talking like a fucking badass. But I think that people kind of just seeing text. The way that I would fucking be like,
come off. You'd come
internet,
off as you were
internet
like
tough guy, complete asshole bullshit. Yeah, and here I am in my fucking my jorts,
my corporeal form,
my fucking jorts and a Mets t-shirt, wearing fucking I don't know white sneakers with socks sticking out of the top, like a complete fucking douche, showing my fucking self for the first time. People are fucking just surprised. Fucking dumbfounded, probably hate themselves for even, you know, giving me any sort of heed. I don't know.
Well, trust me, when I had the idea of Shawnee Murphy in my mind, he was about 6'4", probably about 280, you know, and like like just nothing like he was, and that's I'm pretty sure I had the exact same reaction when I actually it might have been worse when I met Sean.
This was our first fucking chance to just be whatever the fuck you wanted to be.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing is, I'm never going to meet these fucking people.
Yeah.
I'm never going to fucking meet any of these people. Fuck it. I'll just be a complete dick to all these fucking people. And now I think back about it. We were in our teens. There were people in their 30s on that fucking thing.
Yeah.
Fucking creepy as shit and hitting on like fucking 14-year-old girls.
I was like the 13-year-old hitting on 35-year-old girls. I didn't give a fuck. I didn't care.
Yeah, there were like actions you could send to people. There was like this married couple on there, and I think they broke up because she was fucking like having like internet sex with somebody. I can't even remember half this bullshit.
But it's not even internet sex. It's sexting at that point, basically.
Yeah, it was like...
Well, there was no pictures.
What would they call? What was the term? It was cyber sex.
Cyber sex, that's
cyber.
Right.
Cyber sex.
Want a cyber?
Oh, God, is that... How fucking embarrassing is that? That even was a thing. Holy shit.
I think it still is, isn't it?
It can't be. Nobody fucking does that. Nobody did it then. Stupid.
Well, it's called sexting now. I mean, that's basically the same thing.
No, sexting involves a fucking
cell phone
picture, doesn't it?
Doesn't have to.
If it doesn't, it's worth.
Is it all just picture exchanges? I don't know. I think that's what it is. I don't sext with
people. All right, I need to know the official definition of sexting because I'm an old man and I don't fucking sext.
I mean, it's based off of texting, so I would assume some sort of.
But
text
you can
is involved.
You can text pictures. Okay. Hold on. Sexting is the act of sending sexually explicit messages and or photographs, primarily between mobile phones.
Yeah, but it just seems weird to send back just like pictures with zero text, doesn't it?
That's what fucking Snapchat is.
Oh, Christ.
Fucking just, you know, get a gander at my fucking bush. Here it is.
Here, look at my balls.
Here's my right ball. You behave. You see the left one.
This is my right
ball. It's slightly bigger. Hangs a little lower. It's awful. Just fucking hideous. I don't know. Yeah, that's so that basically is our gaming experience. Yeah, honestly, it was a lot of the. It had a lot to do with who the fuck we are now. There's a lot of
sad. Fucking sad.
You know what? What's funny is with that game, it was so tedious. You had to just kill all these fucking monsters. That you know what happened was, it just like hanging out in the game became the thing you wanted to do. But you wanted to have the power of having a better character so you could inflict more damage on your fucking friend or enemy, whatever the fuck, whatever it is. So people discovered that you could just, you know, write a script and have it play the fucking game for you. So whenever you weren't home, it would just fight the monsters and make the fucking money for you.
That's how I learned to code.
That's how a lot of us did.
In ProScript, anyway. I could probably code in ProScript right now.
I know that Sobers frequently, you know, cites that as his gateway into, you know, becoming a technologist.
I guarantee you, Shawnee Murphy will say the same thing.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, a lot of, like, I had known how to program prior to that, but I never did anything. Like, I never spent hours doing something. I spent hours trying to get my script for this fucking game
to work.
Perfect. I mean, Sean had a script that would beep him if he died or if he dropped.
Yeah, so did I.
It would beep him a code so he would know.
Yep. Yep.
He could fucking call in and fucking
restart the script.
Yeah, restart that shit. Fucking impressive.
Now I got one more little anecdote, which if you want to talk about griefing, was probably one of my even now among all gaming experiences I've ever had.
Yeah.
Probably ranks top three, maybe number one. This is before the days of EverQuest and
EverQuest
and World of Warcraft, where you know people are all you know super nerdy and
yeah.
they have in-game weddings. Oh. Well, even back in Major Mud days, people had weddings. It was the first.
No, they didn't. Shut the fuck up.
Yes, they did.
Who?
You might remember Shadow Spawn.
No way.
And I don't remember her username.
But Meg, right?
Yeah, that's her.
Oh god. Was that Dave?
Yes, Gabe.
Oh god, is that the worst?
So
those two would be at fucking events like fencing in fucking all black clothing. And fucking then, like, weirdos, man. I'm sorry.
Then they go to weird. Like heavy petting, and then you know, just like all this stupid. They were just a terrible couple, and yeah, just like
they were like goth at that point, right? That was the thing to be for them, and they actually brought fencing foils to a fucking Memorial Day party.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that she was the first person I've ever seen to use scarification, or to call themselves a Wiccan.
Oh God!
But anyway. You know, those type of people. So we're playing the game. And they announce, of course, there has to be an announcement that they're getting married in the game. So I'm like, all right, whatever. And
oh, shit, I remember this because there were stupid rings in the game.
So.
Oh, fuck, I remember how fucking lame.
Like, you used to be able to have rings. And, you know, everybody carried just, you know, the most powerful rings. I think you had two rings.
Yeah, there was like a dark wood ring that would give you like plus one something. Like you would get like a bunch of abilities from wearing a ring. So you'd wear one just to get your fucking armor up or your fucking stealth or something like that. But no, so, these two exchanged rings.
No, there was one ring. There was just the ring for her.
Oh, I see.
And Dave was saying before the whole thing, he's like, I'm going to be, you know, it's not going to be anything that people are going to want to steal. It's not going to be an awesome ring. It's just going to be a plain, simple ring. And I'm like, dude, if it's a plain, simple ring, no one else is going to be carrying one. And if I rob it off him, that's going to be the wedding ring. So, like, there was the place they were getting married was basically the center of the game. There was a bank, and the only bank in the game.
The town square.
And everybody always had to go to the bank, and then right above it was the town square. Yep. So they were going to get married in the town square, but there was a whole sewer system underneath the city.
Oh, shit, I forgot about this.
At which town, at the town square was right above a manhole. So
this, by the way, it's all text, but it was so fucking immersive.
I know,
just
right?
Like, I'm doing this. I'm getting like through this fucking sewer. I'm going to get under them. I'm going to do this shit. I'm going to yell so they think I'm from the West. I'll sneak over. Oh, God. It was fucking incredible to fuck with these people.
Yeah, so what happened was, if you were a room away or a room beneath, you could hear what people were saying in the other room. So, like, there was, like, a priest doing everything, like, the whole wedding. He's like,
a bunch of fucking dorks. Right?
It was so stupid, which is exactly the reason why I took so much time to devise this plan. So the priest says, "Do you have the ring?" And Dave is like, "Yes." So I'm like, sneak, go up, steal ring. Or steal silver ring, steal silver, like, you just spam it a couple times, make sure you got it. And then I got the ring, and then I went back down underneath, and I was still stealthed. Dave's looking for the ring. Like, nobody saw me, like, run up to the fucking, the guy getting married, steal the ring out of his fucking back pocket, and then duck underneath the manhole cover and run back into the sewers. And I just fucking ran with the ring, and I just hit it somewhere in the sewers, but I didn't. That's what I said I did.
Holy
I
hit shit.
Out in the woods.
All right, ladies, if you're listening, the first question you should ask your man is, do you have any STDs, and can I see your blood test? The second one is, have you ever married someone in a video game? If either of those questions come back as a yes, then I'm sorry. It's not meant to be. You need to find somebody else. Have you ever been married in a fucking video game?
And also remember, STDs can be cured.
Honestly, if I were you ladies, and there's a guy, one guy who has STDs, and one guy who has been married, and wow.
Go with the STD guy.
Think long and hard about how you can live with Valtrex. Just figure that shit out. That is the most embarrassing fucking, because you're going to have to explain it to your kids. It's going to come up. Yeah, daddy married some fucking broad in a fake town square with a fake ring with a fake fucking priest.
He got robbed.
And he told all his friends because he didn't think they would make fun of him and try to ruin it. What a fucking dope.
I did ruin it.
Yeah.
I was so happy. That was, like I said, like that experience, it might sound simple considering it was all text.
Oh my God, I forgot they got fucking married in the game. What a bunch of fucking douches.
Dude, I was like 18 at the time. That's what, fucking 16 years ago people were doing this shit.
Yeah. And it just, that is my favorite thing. You stole the fucker. It's not going to be anything important. I don't want them to steal it. It's this ring.
It's a plain, simple ring.
It's got silver ring.
It's
got meaning. It'll be her ring that I gave her.
That's exactly how we trumped it up.
And you fucking robbed it.
Yeah, I robbed it right off him before he could just even give it to her.
Sell it to the store. Fuck you. Oh, God damn.
No, I hit it somewhere just to give them a sporting chance.
There were so many just bullshit scams that fucking people pulled. Like the inviting somebody to go EXP with you. All that shit. It was just a fucking fun time. And now, with Grand Theft Auto 5, and even though I go in there and I get fucking murdered as soon as I enter the game, I still love it. I still love fucking with people and being the griefer that I am. So that's a little bit about our gaming history. Barb actually said she wanted to hear a little bit about this. So that's actually for her, pretty much.
Shout out to Barb. She kind of
mentioned that, and I'm like, you know what? I don't think I've ever really talked about this. It was like a 2-year period of my life I played this fucking game. That's what I did. I played that fucking game. I programmed scripts just to do it, to try and
to play a tech
challenge
game.
Myself. And I was no good at it, but I goddamn I enjoyed it.
You know what you did? You programmed scripts and ran scripts to get you wealth in a virtual world. I'm glad you got away from that, Ken.
No, Steve. I'm still running every fucking computer I have in this house to accumulate Doge coins, which I'm sorry, Steve. Hold on. I have another problem here with a technology-related thing and its pronunciation. I say Doge. A lot of people say fucking Doge.
It is Doge.
But here we have another inventor of something who's decided to say you're saying it wrong. You're pronouncing it wrong. Apparently, one of the co-founders of the Dogecoin has decided that it is not pronounced Doge. It's not pronounced Doggy. It's not pronounced Dogecoin. It is pronounced, as he says, Doge.
Fuck him.
Yeah, that's what I said. He didn't invent the fucking Doge meme. He invented the coin. You have no fucking credence, no fucking standing to say that I have to pronounce this fucking stupid coin as a goddamn Doge coin. I was at work and somebody said, "Oh, are you mining Doge?" I said, "No, mining Doge. You're saying it wrong." I corrected the guy who probably saw this fucking video and was like, "Oh, I'll say it right from now on." But yeah, Steve, I am officially a holder of 10,500. 10,500.
Sounds like you can buy a car.
I'm actually going to buy a car in Major Mud. I want everybody to come in, take a ride. No, I'm going to take the $17 that it's worth and just fucking put it in a piggy bank because it's worthless. It's essentially worthless. I read an article that so many fucking resources are being burned just to mine bitcoins and fucking all these virtual cryptocurrencies.
Oh, yeah. I heard something about that. Like the wattage that it's using.
Yeah.
It's like astronomical.
To generate nothing because people think it's worth stuff. It's fucking impressive.
It's really impressive. I thought the mining had a good goal, no?
No, I kind of thought that it would have a good goal. Like I thought, hey, maybe this is good because they're getting people to do these things. Like I thought it would be like a folding at home or like some kind of trying to analyze proteins or amino acids or something. But no, it's really just solving hashes and mathematical equations to generate currency. That's all it is.
Well, it's solving an unsolved mathematical equation. That's still good.
True, but
it doesn't have any kind of real world.
It's not as noble, I guess. I mean, maybe there will be an application for it at some point. I don't know. But it's still just fucking money to give to somebody on Reddit when they make a fucking funny comment. That's really all it's worth right now.
Well, you can do that, actually, right now.
No, you can. Oh, what?
Doge forum.
Yeah, they have a Doge bot. That's what people are using it for. Just to tip people and show appreciation. Because words aren't good. You need to fucking just throw a goddamn fake chip into the hat. Doge coins. So I'm back pretty hard on the Doge gambling now.
Oh, you went back to gambling?
I'm up. I'm up, Steve. I'm up.
Stop now?
Never going down.
Oh, yeah.
I made fucking 400 Doge. Yeah.
Doge?
No. Definitely not Doge. Definitely not Doge. What did you think of Paul and Ringo at the Grammys? Did you enjoy them?
No.
Oh.
Because I don't really enjoy Beatles songs.
Thank you. I couldn't agree with you more, Steve.
I honestly, like, the only thing that can come close to a Beatles song that I like is John Lennon doing Imagine. And I've listened to other John Lennon songs and just can't get into it because it sounds like the Beatles. And most of the Beatles shit, it's just like,
I recognize it as good. I think the opinion I have is that they're good. They've done great stuff. But, you know, why the fuck are we ball licking them at every fucking turn? There's nothing good. There's nothing else good. That's it. They're the end of fucking music?
Yeah. I mean, what, you got to replace Kurt Cobain? It's Paul McCartney? I mean, that's... I don't...
Well, yeah, that's weird. The fucking Nirvana with
is.
Paul McCartney.
I think that's the weirdest thing ever. Yeah, they did Beatles covers.
He looks
okay.
like a claymation chicken at this point.
At least, Ringo's not too bad.
He's just always looked the same.
Yeah, Ringo's pretty much
the minute he decided to... The minute he figured out how to grow the hair on his scalp all over his entire face, he just looked the same.
Yeah, he just uses like a number one razor.
I think he honestly has to shave the unshaven parts of his face just to look like a human.
Yeah, he's pretty werewolfy. But yeah. The thing is, I don't get why the Beatles were so big. Like, I see older bands and certain you know, bands, you know, they were good. And but the recognition and just like the how much reverence people have for the Beatles. When you say you don't like the Beatles, I don't know if you've ever had this discussion with someone who's like a Beatles fan.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I don't really like the Beatles. And they go, how can you not like the Beatles?
Fuck. I just don't like it.
What
did you think of Stevie Wonder? I mean, he's a legend. He was there.
That was good. I thought the Stevie Wonder, Pharrell, and Daft Punk was good.
Who had the better hairline? Ringo or Stevie Wonder?
Oh, well, Ringo, hairline-wise, yeah. I think if you want a better competition, you're going to have to go Stevie Wonder and Lars.
I don't know what it is, but I think... And I don't want to come off racist here, but I've noticed... Oh, I can't fucking get back from saying that preface, right?
Yeah, you've already
just get ready. You've said worse shit. I've just noticed that black dudes are really fucking obsessed with their hairline being straight to the point where they will straighten their hairline even if it's like around the back of their fucking head. Like Danny Glover is the only one I've seen who doesn't have it. He has the fucking widow's peak. He has that little island that comes forward, and he's always had it. However, someone like fucking Stevie Wonder, whoever's managing his hairline for him, has decided, no, we're not doing widow's peaks. They just fucking shave the entire forehead. Now, behind his ears, you see him straight on. You think, oh, he decided to shave his head and become
a
bald man.
He's like a Shaolin monk.
Yeah, he shaves his head like a bald man. And then he turns profile, and you see he's got fucking... You know, cornrows and shit, braids.
Yeah, like when they started the song, I thought he was bald, and I'm like, ah, Stevie Wonder looks good bald. And then they had the side view. I'm like, ah, you're still holding on to that.
Yeah,
just go bald, man.
I don't know what the fuck instrument he was playing. It looked like about as big as a fucking shoebox. I don't know. He's like tapping on one or two keys, whatever the fuck it was. And then
I don't know what the thing was in the first part.
And then I don't know if he's faking it. I don't know. He might be faking it.
I don't think he's faking it.
I think he's faking the blind thing.
If he says he's the fucking...
Honestly, my reaction... I saw him switch instruments, which is no big deal for a musician. They can do that. They can move along the stage, unless they're totally fucking blind and have been forever. Whereas I saw him stand up from this little tiny like typewriter that he was sitting at, and then fucking walk over to a keyboard and sit down on a bench and start playing the fucking keys. I'm like, they can't. He's got cables or something. He's going to fucking trip. I was worried for Stevie for a second. And then Daft Punk is revealed in the fake recording booth. And he fucking looks over at him. Either he is a pro at being a blind guy and making people not be uncomfortable, or he's faking it.
Or he's fucking Daredevil. No. He can hear that shit and see it. Synesthesia.
Maybe. There was a great site.
I thought that was good. That was a good
performance. But that inspired me to look on hypebeast.com and find the official bad hairline thread. And just
that was, oh God.
If you're not aware of it, black people are very obsessed with having a straight hairline. To the point where they find other people that do not have a straight hairline and fuck with them and make fun of them. Man, it's just like at a certain point, just fucking shave your head. Like if LeBron James just fucking shaved his head, there would be none of these jokes.
Hey, you know what? Props to the Yankees that have been playing for a long time, because they all just get to a point where they say, I'm going bald. That's it. Head shaved.
Yeah.
Jeter did it. Joe Girardi did it. A bunch of them did it.
That's right.
Jorge Posada did it. They just started going bald, and they're like, you know what? Fuck it. Just shave it all.
Derek Jeter had a fucking massive forehead for like his whole career.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he had a high hairline to begin with, but he went bald, I think, pretty quick, and then just shaved it.
Yeah, just fucking Girardi shave too. It down, dude. I mean, like, it's going to happen. Like, you just fucking shave it, and it's no fucking big deal. mean, like, look at
I'm not even close to going bald, but I shave my head every once in a while, and I just think it's great. Just shave your head. Just
I do remember a couple years ago you had fucking Snape hair. So don't fucking act like you're this.
I go back and forth, man. I get
you forget to cut your hair for 6 years.
Well, that's true. That's going back and forth still, isn't it?
Like, oh shit! Look, I look like fucking Snape. I better do something about this.
I can pull up Snape right now. I can tell you that much.
Oh Jesus, do it now. Christ! Sorry, just slipped into my dad there for a second. Christ! All right, Steve. Why don't we just fucking wrap this up? We've talked about the Grammys. We talked about Major Mudd, our gaming, fucking, just fucking with people. Our experiences in multiplayer gaming. I don't think I've played a game against other people where I didn't try to find the angle to fuck with them. StarCraft, you know, you build shit in their base, like, right off the beginning. You just fucking just ruin their good time.
Well, I remember doing that with at Shawnee Murphy's house.
Yeah.
And I Zerg rushed and beat the guy before... 1 minute, it was like 58 seconds.
Yeah, before you could leave and just get the
yeah,
draw,
so
right?
I beat them and got the fucking leave penalty because I beat them so quickly.
Nice. Oh, well. Let's wrap this shit up, Steve.
Yep.
Episode motherfucking 407, correct? 407.
Correct.
Jesus Christ. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Go to heroestalk.com. Subscribe to all the shows, Best in Show Radio, Truth Time Theater, Bug Zapper Radio. I apologize in this fine motherfucking show right here, the DJ New Style Show. Why don't you make a purchase? Go to heroestalk.com/Amazon. No, we're not asking you to buy a t-shirt or anything like that. You just go to heroestalk.com/Amazon, click over to Amazon, and buy whatever Amazon offers. Anything you've had your eye on, whatever's on a wish list of a cousin, a mother, a father, whoever, or even your goddamn self. Make the purchase by going to our site first. It helps us, and you get the you get the item that you had your fucking eye on. It's a win-win. Thanks, everybody. Listen to every episode we've got. Subscribe. Leave a comment if you feel like it. Review it if you're so fucking inclined. Anyway, thanks for listening. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say?
Entaro Tassinar.
Thank you.